T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And here we go with the top five things you need to know, brought to you by Bank ESB with Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez. All right, here we go. What's the best time to work out? Well, if you believe this new study, I guess it's 5 o'clock, everybody, if there is a time to work out.
Which 5 o'clock?
Find the time. 5 p.m.
Okay.
5 a.m.
And that's why I've been doing 5 a.m. every day.
Right. It's a sleep treadmill.
Getting it wrong.
Well, research found out that you have a better chance of winning an Olympic medal or setting a record if you perform in the afternoon around 5 o'clock. They looked at some of the Olympic athletes, and they found out that, I guess, 5 o'clock is the time that will give you the best chance of success by, they say, altering the peak of your body clock to align with the start of a race. So I guess 5 o'clock is good. I mean, I guess it depends on what time of day you get up, maybe too, but.
Right. So should the Olympics show all their games at 5 p.m.?
Yeah, one event. One event.
Which time zone?
I don't know. Whatever one you're in, maybe.
Okay. All right. Cool.
All right. Number four thing you need to know is, well, you know, you could be one of the nicest people, but you have to make it to the Reader's Digest nicest list. They had over 1,700 stories of people being nice submitted this year so that they could pick the nicest places in America.
Great.
And coming in at number one was Buchanan, Michigan, but also making the list for nicest places was Springfield, Massachusetts.
Oh!
For the story of the Jewish ham lady who teamed up with the priest to make Easter happen.
Whoa, in your face, Buchanan.
Yeah.
ooh.
I don't know
that
if that's
letter.
The nice way to
you don't
be proud
think so.
Of the nicest person.
No, I think I just
I
got
need
us knocked off
the
place.
Whole purpose.
Yeah, I just got us knocked off the list. I apologize, everyone. So sorry. All right, here we go with number three. Smell something fishy? Well, 1 in 50 people don't. I don't know anybody that can't smell fish, but researchers say
you're so lucky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, even luckier, too, when you find out what they think it smells like. It smells like sweet roses, caramel, or nothing at all. For 1 in 50 people, I've never heard this before, but according to some researchers in Iceland, and I think they probably ice fish a lot, they would know.
Are those the people who actually like to eat fish? I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people, but I do not like the smell of fish.
Yeah,
it
really
help.
Kind of a turnoff, but there you go. And I guess the best time to not smell fish is 5 o'clock. Just want to let you know.
5 o'clock.
Five o'clock.
You're making that part up.
Don't smell fish while you're running.
Yep.
Yeah, right. All right. Number two thing you need to know. There's an app that wants to help make trick-or-treating safe this year. It's going to help kids avoid high-risk activities. So it's called Treat Town, and it lets them trick-or-treat online but get actual candy in real life. It was created by Mars Wrigley, who makes a lot of those awesome candies. And this is how it works. You download Treat Town. You sign up to be a candy giver or a trick-or-treater. Candy givers can buy virtual candy credits that they pass out to trick-or-treaters. And then you can collect the candy credits that you can exchange for real candy, either online or in stores.
Wow, that's a great idea, too. I should develop something like a candy dispenser for your computer, where you hook it up through a USB port.
Right.
And it delivers just candy.
Spits it out.
Right.
Go for it, Willy Wonka. Let me know how that works out
idea.
For you.
And the most important thing you possibly ever need to know today is that X-Men, the animated series from the 90s, is such an amazing cartoon that people love. Well, now you can get a new, what are they called, coffee table books? One of those big books with like the art. It's called X-Men, the Art and Making of the Animated Series. It's got tons of interviews. It has got tons of amazing pictures and photos from production of the show. It's actually coming out tomorrow, but it is a really cool look at the X-Men, the animated series, which is such a great show.
All right. Well, those are the top five things you need to know. Good news. We got five more things you need to know. It was packed with things you need to know this weekend. We'll have those for you a little after 7:15 this morning with 94.7 WMAS. All the times that you... And here we go with the top five things you need to know for this hour with the Kelly crew, brought to you by Bank ESB. Well, if you want your kids to stay more focused, because it's so hard right now, they all want to be on their tablets and watching TV at the same time. Well, those parents who push piano lessons on their kid can actually help them out in more ways than just learning piano. Yeah, new research says that kids who are trained in piano enjoy enhanced reading skills, resilience, creativity, and a better quality of life just by hitting the keys every day. That's if you can keep your kid focused on hitting the keys every day.
Playing it or just hitting them? Because I could throw one in front of Baby May and she'll just smack that thing.
Sure.
I don't know. I guess her attention will be better later in
the night. Very avant-garde.
Yeah, she knows exactly where to hit on that piano.
All right, number four thing you need to know is, well, with COVID, you know, we're trying to make adaptations in schools. Here's one school. We think it's the Czech Republic. We're not exactly sure.
Okay.
But we are listening to the language in the video. So one school has decided that they can still hold prom. And what they're doing is they're having all the kids wear masks. And what they had them do for slow dancing was they were allowed to slow dance, but they had to be back to back and they could interlock their arms. So there's this video out there of a couple dozen kids slow dancing at their prom, arm in arm, backwards.
That's weird. Go ahead, Lopez.
In a crowded area, aren't the people who are back-to-back still facing other people who are also back-to-back?
No, they actually did a really good job staying at least 6 feet apart from other couples.
That's pretty good. And, you know,
it's very well choreographed.
I remember my prom, too, because that's the way my date wanted to dance. And it was weird because COVID wasn't even happening back then. All right. Number three on the list. Well, you can find your way to sweets more than other foods. New research out saying that humans are better at remembering the location of high-calorie foods than healthy snacks because of our hunter-gatherer instincts. So they tested
over the aisles.
People. Cookies! Yeah, but they put these subjects into a room and they went over around the room and they tasted all this different food and then they were asked to draw a map of where each food was, but they remembered where the snacks were the most. So, I mean,
this is good.
All right, number two thing you need to know is everybody's still talking about the fly that was on Mike Pence's head during the debate. But now it's turned into such a thing that it's a costume for Halloween, a big costume want. And the head honchos at HalloweenCostumes.com say their adult fly costume is out of stock. And not only is it out of stock now, but their supplier is sold out, too. And the reason is they only usually make about 50 a year.
Oh, my gosh. Aren't they kicking themselves now?
Yeah, so all 50 they had in stores were snatched up, and all 150 in stock were snatched up after the debate. But they are hoping to get the fly costume back in stock by Friday.
Oh, nice. What a couple's costume that would be, too. A fly, a fly swatter.
Oh,
that's a good one.
I know.
Very nice.
Steal it if you want.
The most important thing you could possibly ever need to know today is Doctor Who video games coming out. They just announced two new games, and they're going to be starring the 10th and 13th Doctors. That's David Tennant and Jodie Whittaker, two of my faves. There's going to be a new one for the console and PC. It's called Doctor Who, The Edge of Reality, with a whole bunch of stuff in it. But there's also going to be one for your phone called Doctor Who, The Lonely Assassins. It's going to be a little thing where you find clues about stuff related to the episode Blink, where, of course, you don't blink because then the angels will get you. So you never want to blink when you see a statue of an angel because they are alive.
All right. Of course they are. All right.
Terrifying. Terrifying episode.
Top five things you need to know for today. By the way, you can catch the podcast on our website right after the show at 947WMAS.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.